This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Eastern Libyan Forces Commander Khalifa Haftar has arrived in Berlin for a summit that will take place on Sunday. Meanwhile, the UN envoy to Libya said Saturday he hoped but could not predict whether eastern oil ports shut ahead of the summit aimed at reaching a truce in Libya would be reopened. Ghassan Salame said the Berlin summit would likely discuss the closures to avoid them dragging on for weeks or months like previous seizures of facilities.
Now I can't compel any head of state to raise this rather than that issue, but I won't be surprised that a few participants raised the necessity of keeping the neutrality of the national oil company in place.
Oil export terminals across eastern and central Libya were shut Friday by tribesmen allied to Commander Haftar. Dozens of people were injured in Beirut Saturday as security forces used tear gas and water cannon in clashes with protesters armed with tree branches and signposts near the Lebanese parliament. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The country's internal security forces said on Saturday that police in Beirut were being violently and directly confronted at one of the entrances to parliament and called on people to leave the area for their own safety. Witnesses said they saw young men hurling stones and flower pots towards riot police while protesters tried to push through an entrance to a heavily barricaded district of central Beirut. Demonstrators are furious at politicians that have steered the country towards its worst economic crisis in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy, and Lebanon's interior minister said it was unacceptable for protesters to attack security forces on Saturday. This is VOA News.